Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Row, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Row, Nick Kieser here with you. Cameron Wolf from the NFL Network will join us at 7:30. He was down in Miami yesterday for Cam Ward's Pro Day and interviewed Cam Ward in the aftermath of it. So looking forward to getting Cam Wolf on the program coming up at 7:30. John Glennon from the Nashville Post will be with us at 8 o'clock. So lots coming your way over the next hour here on the program. And Joe, the Titans made another move yesterday that none of us saw coming, that generated a lot of reaction on social media. Kuharsky's the first one that I saw that brought it to the attention, and that was the firing of Robbie Boren, who is a longtime PR guy for the Titans. He was here when the team came here. He was here through the Super Bowl run with McNair. He has been a part of this organization for a very long time, and now the Titans have moved on from Robbie Boren as their director of PR. Your thoughts on that move, which joins in line, as Kuharsky has pointed out, with several moves over the last couple of years of the Titans moving on from longtime employees that really don't have anything to do with winning or losing football games.
Yeah, it was shocking for me to see that Robbie Boren is out with the Titans. Got into a little back and forth with some Titans fans on social media about it. You know, Paul Kuharsky wrote something I thought that was very good, and has continued to tweet about. Again, the point that Kuharsky's kind of made is, they keep firing people that, you know, have nothing to do with them losing. Robbie Boren is really good at his job. Now, do fans care about that? Well, I'm going to tell you why I think you should. Because, because those people, I mean, they work with media on a daily basis. And good ones like Robbie, first of all, like over the years, Robbie and I gotten, plenty of arguments. We had disagreements. That's going to happen. The interests of the PR person for a team and the interests of a media person cover the team often, a lot of times they're on the same page, like a good PR person wants as many stories told about the team as possible, wants as much access to the team as possible so the stories can be told. I mean, it's good for business. It's good for fans to know who these people are. It's good for fans to find out as much as possible about different people in the organization. Now, something controversial happens or, you get critical as a columnist, and obviously sometimes they get upset. Robbie has been there forever, I think since 1997. And the thing is about a move like this, and this is where it goes with the other ones, you can't replace loyalty over decades. You can't replace institutional knowledge and people who just really care. I can't speak to some of the other moves in terms of, I know some people would say, well, sometimes an organization has dead weight, right? I mean, you need to pick it up. Okay, and again, I can't speak to, I think Kuharsky can better than I can with some of the other moves.
By the way, I'm sure he'll have a lot to say about this tomorrow.
Yes, but I can speak to Robbie Boren. Robbie Boren is excellent. He's one of the best PR people in the NFL. And if you're an NFL franchise that employs him, you should be able to recognize that. You should be very happy to have him because, again, he has the loyalty. I thought Jared had a great story yesterday that, because I know fans are like, why do I give a crap about this? And I get it. It's like, for me, McDonald's may get rid of some amazing employees. Like, does the Big Mac still taste the same? Okay, like, I feel right. Bad for them, but, like, these things happen. So I get it. It's about the product. But I think what this says to me, again, is there's some cluelessness in this organization. We've seen it already, right? And we've seen it on the football side, which is what you care about. I just think this is another example of cluelessness in the organization to move on from Robbie Boren. So Jared had a great story yesterday that I think kind of gives you an idea of like the value of someone really good in this position. Jared was talking about how he at one point was talking about Bud Adams and how he should be in the Hall of Fame, and he had a segment at some point and he's talking about that. So immediately Robbie, who was listening to the show, sends him a lot of information about Bud Adams, but he's ready with it. He knows it. So the next person comes in, do they have any of that knowledge? Do they care? That's what you lose. And I know some people are like, well, the access has been terrible lately. Yes, the owner of this team wants no part of talking to the public, but you can't blame the PR.
That has nothing to do with PR. That's her.
Yeah, I promise you, this is me speculating, not anything Robbie's ever told me, he would prefer, I would say, for her to at times be publicly available. I think anybody in that job who's good and gets it wants people to be available and to speak. We recently had Dan Moore signed by the Titans, and then they did no media availability. They had Jim Wyatt. And by the way, if you want to talk about Robbie Bourne and his impact in this franchise, if you're a Titans fan, I assume you probably love Jimmy Wyatt. Everybody loves Jimmy Wyatt. We love Jimmy Wyatt. You know, as a media person, I hate losing someone that good to the PR side. But, boy, that's a pretty good hire for the Tennessee Titans, right? Yeah. I'd say that's a pretty good freaking job by Robbie Bourne and those guys to get him over there. So, what was the story I was telling? I just got sidetracked by this, by that.
I don't know what
story
you're
talking. I'm flustered. Well, I'm flustered by this. I had a story that
there's a lot of thoughts about this on the text line.
Oh, no, Dan Moore. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Dan Moore. So here's an example. Again, I don't know how this all came about, but the Titans have no availability, and they just have Jimmy Wyatt talking to Dan Moore for their website. I don't for a second believe that Robbie Bourne, that there are PR people in the industry who think that way. Like, let's have our own stuff, or let's keep it locked down. Let's limit media. Let's limit information to the fans. That's not Robbie Bourne. That's why it's a big loss for fans, too. And so when I see that happen, and now I see that Robbie's out with the Titans, I do wonder a little bit, you know, where are things going with these guys? Are they going to lock things down? Which is an idiotic thing. If you're the Tennessee Titans, you need to be as open, accessible, available, especially in this time of terrible football,
you
possibly can.
Well, and again, like we talked about it at the time, they had never done that before. Like they had never signed a bunch of free agents and then said, like, yeah, okay, nobody's having a press conference right now. Again, is it the world's biggest deal if they start winning football games? No. No one's going to care if they start winning football games. But it does kind of show you, like, you know, Robbie Bourne's been around for a long time. They've never operated that way, where they've signed free agents and then just not done press conferences. Right. So what do we think happened? Do we think that he changed, or we think that there's an edict from above that has now, for whatever reason, decided that they don't want that kind of access and publicity out there?
Right. So I'm not going to speculate like that it's – first of all, 100% it's not what he wants. I know that because I know how he goes about his business. I know that he gets it. I have no idea like if that's like a source of conflict or anything like that. I don't know. But there's no way that that's something that he wants. And so now, is this where the things are going with these guys? Here's the thing. Cam Ward is going to dictate, you know, this new group of people are
100%.
Newish. You know, you got Brinker in there. You got Borgonzi new. Now you got, you know, the other guys he's brought in. So they may be here a long time. If Cam Ward's great, they may be here a real short amount of time, if not. But they are, just like in this league, people – rise up and get opportunities. Rand Carthon comes over here from San Fran, gets an opportunity, and now he's out. And then so people move and all that. In these organizations, when you have these consistent people, and so now these guys who may be here for 2-3 years, they come in here, mess it up, and he's out of this job, and he never should have been out of it. And there's a big value in having people who are loyal and competent. And I just think it's just a massive, massive mistake by them.
615-737-1025, our phone number. A lot of your thoughts to get to on this. Some questions for Rex Road, which we'll get into coming up next as well. Cam Wolf from NFL Network will be with us at 7:30. We'll get into Cam Ward's pro day with him. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Cameron Wolf from the NFL Network will be with us to talk about Cam Ward. We're going to get to Cam on our 1025 The Game phone line here in just a few minutes. So a lot of Cams on the program here today.
Well, there was a Cam, by the way, real quick, there was a Cam who also texted in, and I wanted to get to this. So I will throw this out real quick.
Maybe the same Cam. We'll see.
I mean, this could be Cam. This could be self-scouting by Cam Ward. This could be media scouting by Cam Wolf, who's about to come on the show. Or this should just be some other Cam who says, the only negative I saw with Cam yesterday was the out route ball placement. It was middle of the body to the inside, defender side, where most would like that ball middle out to the sideline. And Cam, let me tell you, you have now blown me away ever in my life and ever again in my life in terms of paying attention to a pro day. Congratulations. Now that is dedication to the craft. That is dedication to the pro day.
I respect it. Mike from Pennsylvania, going back to the Robbie Boren conversation, says, Joe, you did a great job breaking down that firing. You were the first people to actually talk about the job that he was doing and other things he's done. I got annoyed yesterday because all people could say was he's a good guy. Tell me about the job and why he is a loss, not that he's a nice person.
Yeah, well, thanks. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I get it. Like, fans are like, okay, great, so he's your friend. Okay, your friend lost his job. Why do I care? And it is more than that. And, again, it's – look, Kaharski's been going on a rampage here. I can try to find some of these things from
he's
Kaharski.
Fired up.
But think about that. Listen, let me tell you something. And this is something that matters, too. Like, be real with people. And Robbie, again, Robbie has been mad at me for things I've written and, you know, various things. I've seen Robbie and Paul – get into it like, you know, I mean, I like to snipe at Paul, and I mean, sometimes, let's face it, he's a turd who needs to be stepped on this program, right? As much as we love him. But I mean, I've seen those guys absolutely go at it. But when it comes down to it, there's a respect because, again, you're talking about competent people who get it.
Yeah.
And, you know, and again, Paul's point here is, look at this organization. What are they doing? Like, are they – I know they'll tell you that they're trying to improve things. And look, they may bring someone in who's very good, yeah, but it's still not the same. Like, to me, if you're going to do this, I hope that Dwight Spradlin or Jared Puffer, I hope that they get elevated. But I'm not optimistic that's going to happen. So they're going to bring in somebody new, and there's just a lot of value in having that continuity and, again, having that – the loyalty, man. I mean, the guy cares about this organization as much as anybody in the world. I believe that. And he does a great job and works his butt off. Like, it makes no sense. Here's a Kaharski tweet. It says, the area scout who wrote the Titans' initial scouting report on Treylon Burks in 2022 is still employed by the team. But the guy who organized the road trips, the guy who oversaw filming games, practices, head of security, and now the top PR man, all gone. Again, with his story, Titans continue to fire longtime employees who didn't lose football games. It's a fair point by Paul Kaharski.
There's no doubt. Let's head through our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Cam to the program.
Another Cam. Cam? Or is this the same Cam?
Cam, thank you for calling in.
That was not my text, but it was in very good detail.
Wow.
No, so yesterday, I was really upset by that little dumb little trick play that they had done at the, you know, where they had reversed it in Cam. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, is he trying to say he's like Travis Hunter, he's going to play wide receiver and quarterback, thought it was dumb. The ACC announcers, the whole thing, he could do no wrong. I wanted to see what y'all thought about that. But also, so when I was watching yesterday, again, they were doing the same drill over and over again. And, I mean, there were some bad passes thrown, and nobody seems to really be talking about that. And I'm kind of curious, like, why nobody's talking about. So what happens if Shadur's day, he comes out and just blows everybody away? And like they said yesterday, before the thing started, we don't want any balls on the ground. That'd be a perfect day. And then every time a ball hit the ground, all of a sudden it wasn't a big deal. Thanks.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Cam. I think on the drill part of this, you know, he talked in the aftermath of it. Like, that was basically what they did at the pro day yesterday. Was how they ended practice in Miami. So they ran through a bunch of the drills that way. You know, one of the balls that hit the ground at least, maybe more than one, were dropped. So you got to keep that in mind. Look, was he perfect in his workout yesterday? No. Like, there were some throws that were inaccurate. I don't think, and this has kind of been my general point on the whole pro day part of this, I don't think you make a huge deal of the pro day in the positive or the negative,
no.
Unless it is just brutal. Like, even somebody that goes out there and lights it up in the pro day, it's like
Zach Wilson, like
okay.
You said.
Yeah. I mean, I think pro day is more about how they're interacting with their teammates, what kind of command do they show, and can you avoid the absolute disaster? Like, you're looking for your pro day to largely confirm what you already think about the guy. I'll put it to you this way. The Titans are not making their decision to draft Cam Ward number one based on what they saw yesterday at their pro day. At least I hope not. If they are, they're in big trouble as they move forward here.
Yeah, and if they all of a sudden look at Shadur's pro day and say, whoa, these are way better
thing.
Throws. Never mind.
Same
you're
thing.
Out,
like
Cam.
If that's how you're making your decision, you're in some deep trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. Like, basically, if it's just a total disaster, then okay, then it's notable. Other than that, again, it's, to me, sure, it's a good thing to see a guy actually see the ball come out of the hand, right? Nothing wrong with that. See it in person.
Yeah.
And, match it up with what you think you saw in film. There's some value in that, but I think it's more than anything, it's just building the relationship. Titans went down there, take him to dinner, hang out with him, be around him, and continue to get to know him because he's about to be the face of the franchise.
Well, and by the way, like, to Cam's point there, like, some of the balls being inaccurate, I mean, it kind of is right in line with what we've talked about with Cam Ward the whole time, which is I thought yesterday's workout, he made some unbelievable throws where you're like, wow, I mean, that was just an absolute strike right over the middle of the field in stride 30 yards down the field, and that's what you want to see. There are some throws that he makes that get away from him and that are inaccurate. And we've talked about that the whole time. Like, he's not a totally clean prospect coming out of this.
Right.
And I'm here to tell you, when they draft him at number one and he's a starting quarterback, there are going to be some bad games that he has this year. I mean, prepare yourself for that. It's not going to be just smooth sailing from him throughout the year. Your hope is that whatever the baseline is of where he starts, that there's significant improvement on that throughout the course of the season. And by the end of his first year, you're looking and saying, yeah, we feel pretty good about that guy's chances of turning into a quarterback that you can win with.
Yeah. And again, when Levis was done with his rookie year, which, again, he played half the year, I was more optimistic than pessimistic about it. I wasn't convinced he was going to be a star, but, like, I felt better about Will Levis after his rookie year than I did with him coming out of college.
I would agree with that. I still I would say, and I said this last year, and I stand by it now, I think we were probably guilty around here of blowing that up a little bit more than what it actually was. Like, he was fine his rookie year. Like, you want to see more than that from Cam Ward in his rookie year.
Yeah, that's fair. And that's also where you get into, are the Titans supporting him enough?
Correct.
We're going to find out with the offensive line. We know they have to do more work other than that.
No doubt. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. Cameron Wolf from the NFL Network will join us coming up next. He was down in Miami yesterday for Cam Ward's pro day. Spoke with Cam Ward after the pro day. We'll get his thoughts on everything he learned yesterday. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Welcome back in. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, the game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Tuesday morning. Talking some Titans and Cam Ward's pro day yesterday. And to help us talk more about that, we head to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Cameron Wolf from the NFL Network. Cam, good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing awesome, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us today. So, Cam, you've been all over this. You were at Cam Ward's pro day yesterday. You saw the workout. You spoke with him after. What stood out to you the most yesterday with Ward, his performance, and the way that he kind of handled things yesterday?
Yeah, I think for me, his words that he said to the Titans brass as he threw a pass in the pro day kind of gave a feel of his confidence and his swag and just some of the things you don't necessarily see on tape. This is a guy who, from people I've talked to in the league, has separated himself as the top quarterback in this draft. I think in the media there was a lot of perception early on that it was him and Shadur neck and neck, and from what I understand, is clearly Cam. And the Titans wanted to go up and see and feel him up close. I don't think he did anything to hurt his standing as what I believe will be the likely number one overall pick.
Well, I assume you probably, just being in Miami, right, familiar, just watched him some this year, right? I mean, I assume you can probably have a pretty good. What do you think of him as a prospect? I know some people have said, this isn't a great quarterback class, but Obviously, it just matters the quarterback that you pick as a team. So what do you think about him, his ceiling, and maybe how you'd compare him overall to some of the better prospects of recent years?
Yeah, you only need one guy if you're the Titans with the one pick. It doesn't matter what the other guys do. I think that he's going to be a really good quarterback in this league. You know, I think that his development from Incarnate Word to Washington State to Miami this year has been impressive. And, you know, I will watch games and see how he lifted that Miami program. That was a program that's been dying to have a quarterback for decades. And he gave everything they needed to have. The way he plays, he's very loose. It's not a stiff style. He, will make plays in and outside of scheme, but his arm slot may be sidearm sometime. It may be three-quarter. It may be over the top. And he just makes plays happen. I talked to him after the pro day, and he jokes, there's a right way and there's a Cam Ward way. And that's what you see when you watch him. And he's creative. He can make plays with his legs, but he's not a natural runner. But I think that he's a guy that if you're looking for excitement into a fan base, you're looking for a guy that's going to add talent. And more than anything, add feeling at that quarterback position. He brings it. Now, What is he year one versus year three? I'm not sure, but I do think that of all the quarterbacks in this draft, he has the ceiling that may get you excited like you did for Jaden Daniels, like a Caleb Williams, like a Drake May last year.
So to that point, he's also played a lot of college football. He's played a lot of games, and you know, just the readiness to be able to play and ready to go immediately. I mean, looking at the Titans quarterback room right now, it's Brandon Allen and Will Levis. So if the Titans draft him at number one, he's probably going to play immediately. So from that standpoint, how do you view kind of the readiness from people that you've talked to about him, of him being ready to step in and kind of handle the NFL game immediately?
Yeah, I think he's ready. I've talked to a lot of teams who say maybe one of his more underrated skills is how smart he is. We talk about his skill set all the time, and you know, he obviously has a very quick release. It jumps out of his hand. He can make plays and make throws from any stance, but he knows the game. He really impressed the Titans and the Giants, from what I understand, in their meetings and team facilities on what they did with the board. And really, like, the intelligence is what helps you translate to the NFL so quickly, because and I was talking to a coach about this. A lot of times you see guys who they play with a clear mind, like Cam Ward does. It helps them in the league because things only get faster. And so when you see guys who hold on to the ball forever, it's because their mind's not clear. They can't process it as quickly. They're not as clear in thought of who to go to the ball with and where. And Cam has that aspect. So I think that he'll have no problem being a starter in year one. Now, I think he comes behind a series of quarterbacks and C.J. Stroud and Jaden Daniels, who had two of the most impressive rookie seasons in NFL history. So you probably have to have perspective. Is he going to have one of those seasons? Probably less likely than not, because of just history. But that doesn't mean that he can't have some success as a rookie. So I do think that he can be a rookie starter and definitely be a lot better than what Tennessee's seen at the position the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, that's where I was going to go, Cam. Is obviously, Will Levis, you know, didn't work out here last year. There was some promise from him, you know, I thought, after his rookie year, and it kind of fell apart last year. And one of those things is, you know, Levis came out of college and it was like, yeah, he just sometimes he it's a little bit of hero ball. He tries to make risky plays you can't do in the NFL, and we saw it last year. And I think sometimes with Cam Ward, you know, there's some things that I mean, as fun as he was to watch, some things he did last year that I'm like, man, that's just not going to work in the league. Do you think that, you know, that he can, I guess, get that out of his game?
I honestly don't think he needs to get it out of his game. I think it's just deciding when to use it. So I actually had a conversation with Brian Callahan before the pro day about this, and I brought up that same thing to him about the perception that he can only play off schedule. He can't play on time and on rhythm. And he was like, he actually plays on time a lot more than people realize. If you watch his tape, he was like, the reason why he can get away with some of the off platform stuff or the extending plays or throwing across his body is because he can, not because he only can do that. And he said that he felt like in a new era of quarterbacks, you have to allow them to be themselves. And it's funny because, you know, obviously the new general manager, Borgonzi, was in Kansas City, and he also was explaining to me the process of Mahomes. And he said a lot of people didn't want Mahomes, not in the Kansas City building, but outside of the building, because they felt like it wouldn't translate. Felt like his game wouldn't translate. He's playing too much backyard football. He's throwing all these sidearms. Like, this isn't going to translate. And it's more the game, the NFL game, translating to these guys' skill sets rather than the other way around. So, not saying this is going to be Mahomes, but I do think that you look at a skill set like Cam Ward and you don't try to fit it in the box. You try to figure out, okay, how can we maximize this? And I'd imagine if he ends up the Titan, then Brian Callahan will do all he can to maximize Cam Ward.
So, Cam, I mean, you know how this is. We're, you know, a month out from the draft now, and everybody in Nashville, along with everybody else around the league, is just trying to read tea leaves here. And it seems from the outside looking in that it's pretty obvious that the Titans are taking him at number one. Based on your conversations, based on kind of your read of this situation, do you think that it's a foregone conclusion that he's the guy at this point? Like, how do you view the Titans' approach to this as we're now less than a month away from the opening night of the draft?
Yeah, I would say likely that they take him as number one. I don't know if it's a foregone conclusion yet, just mostly because of the appeal and the unknown of who makes them a Godfather offer. And I think that to me is the big unknown. I think that if I had to handicap it, I think there's a very high chance Cam Ward goes number one overall, and a likely chance is to Tennessee. Now, the Giants have been the team that, from what I understand, have called the Titans the most and tried to see, you know, what will it take. You know, I don't know if we're at kids yet. You know, how many kids would I give you to get the pick? But it may be soon in that category, because the Giants are desperate and they want a guy too. And I'm not sure if the Titans have got to the point where they're saying nothing you can offer us will make us move to that pick. But I do know that Cam Ward has been really impressive for the Titans in all of their interactions, whether it's the combine, whether it's the pro day. He had dinner with them Sunday night. I heard they went to Carbone, really nice restaurant,
nice,
in South Florida, very good food there. I heard they're going to have a private workout with him in April at some stage before they finish things up for their pre-draft process. So if it continues to trend, the more you get the data person, you only fall in love with them more. And that only rises that whatever Godfather price the Giants are putting on more. So I don't think that we can lock it and put it in ink yet, but I think each day we get closer to that. And again, I think that more likely than not, Cam Ward is a Tennessee Titan with the number one overall pick.
Yeah, because you did tweet yesterday, Cam, that Giants GM Joe Shane was there. He spent a few minutes with Borgonzi, so in person, like, okay, let me give you my sales pitch in person here. But it didn't look like they came away shaking hands on any kind of deal, though.
Yeah, no deals yet. Again, if I want something really bad, I'm sure I would keep asking, even if the answer's not yes. You know, hey, what about this? You sure? You know, what if I throw in this? What if I, you know, you try what all you can do, and you know, I'm sure it's, you know, Borgonzi and Chad Brinker's job to keep listening. But that doesn't mean their answer's going to change. So I think we're at that stage where we're at a month left, and we're just going to see. We're going to see what we can throw if you're the Giants to the board and see if it sticks.
Well, Cam, really appreciate your time, man. We know you're really busy this time of year, and appreciate you hopping on with us here. And we'll talk to you soon, see how this all plays out. And thanks again for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. Have a great one.
Absolutely. Thanks, Cameron Wolf from the NFL Network, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, down at Miami's Pro Day yesterday, and pretty intimately familiar with all things Miami and what's going on with Cam Ward. So appreciate him hopping on the program with us here today. We'll have the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up next. John Glennon from the Nashville Post will be with us at 8 o'clock. All that coming up. Robbie and Rexroad, 102.5, 106.3, the game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well,
Joe.
Awkward moment. Let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
What's up? This is Scott Stapp from Creed, and you're listening to Robbie and Rox Road on 102.5 The Game.
Okay. Did I say Rox Road right?
Rex Road.
Rex Road. Okay, let me do that again.
No worries.
What's up? This is Scott Stapp from Creed, and you're listening to Robbie and Rex Road on 102.5 The Game.
The greatest piece of audio in recorded human history. Welcome back in to Robbie and Rex Road here on the program. Joe Rex Road's rant of the day. Joseph, the floor is yours.
I mean, that thing is, it really is amazing. You know?
I
mean, it's good to not play it all the time, but like.
Every time it comes back up.
It's a very special moment. It really is.
I still will get people that just randomly bring that up to me on like the concourse at Bridgestone Arena. It's something that lives on forever.
Yes. Thank you, Scott Stapp.
Rox Road.
Thank you. Please. We will play that over and over again. We will cherish it.
I'm still holding
and
on
you
to
you promised to never again sing a song, I think that we have a perfect world.
I'm still holding on to hope that he's well aware of who you are and how much you talk about him and just totally butchered your name on purpose.
That would be
amazing.
And
then acted like he didn't.
I mean, believe me, that would be amazing if that were true. Okay, well, I'm going to talk today. We've talked about Robbie Bourne and the Titans and just the mistake made by the Titans and the lack of understanding of valuing people who bring a lot of value and trying to explain to people, like that job, which whatever you want to call it, communications person, PR person for the sports teams, why they matter, why they're really important. So I'd like to contrast that with someone who doesn't get it, who's doing the same job. He's the sports information director for the UConn men's basketball team.
Okay.
Now here's an example of someone who doesn't get it. So you may have seen this, but Dan Hurley, this is every day we sort of rant
Dan
about,
Hurley.
We have a Dan Hurley related rant, right? But Joey Ellis of the Queen City News took a video of Dan Hurley coming off the floor after the loss to Florida on Sunday, and Dan Hurley coming off the floor, basically to paraphrase. I mean, we could play it and bleep it, but to paraphrase, like, well, because Baylor is coming out to the floor to play Duke, and he's walking past the Baylor, be like, well, I hope the refs don't bleep you like they bleeped us. Baylor, good luck, Baylor. Hope they, So he's screaming that again, screaming about the refs after a game that was not controversial at all, and it was not like a tough whistle game for UConn. He's just a coach who complains about officiating. You can't just take an L, right? I mean, so that's what that is. So Joey Ellis takes this video, and it absolutely goes viral. He's standing in the tunnel, takes a video. Yeah, I hope they don't bleep you like they bleeped us, is I guess technically the quote. It's got over a million views, all that stuff. So, reportedly, UConn Director of Communications Bobby Mullen asked him to remove the video and threatened to, quote, ruin your life, end quote, if you don't take it down. That multiple other reporters covering the team heard this threat from him, and Joey Ellis, to his credit, did not take it down. Hell no, I'm not taking it down. So here's the statement. So this is someone who doesn't get it. Things happen, man. It's not ideal if you're Bobby Mullen. You're doing PR for UConn. You've already got Danny Hurley. Boy, that's got to be a handful on a daily basis, right? The stuff he says, like at press conferences, it's got to be a handful. It's got to be a stressful job. But are you kidding me? You're threatening someone to take down a video. And here's the worst thing is that he then put out a statement, okay? This is the statement from Mullen. Quote, the lasting image of Coach Hurley leaving the court should have been his talking off the court arm in arm with his seniors, overwhelmed emotion. Instead, a reporter was in an area he should not have been, recorded on his cell phone a private comment made to members of another coaching staff, end quote. Are you freaking kidding me, dude? In an area he should not have been. It's called the tunnel. You can't get onto the court if you're a player, a coach, a media member, a concessions worker, a security guard, if you don't walk through the tunnel, you freaking idiot. You're saying he can't be in an area where you can't possibly leave the court if you don't go in the tunnel? Like, you can't possibly think anyone would believe you if you said, I'm sure some people said, oh, that area should not have been. Yeah. That's an interesting point. You can't leave the court without getting in the tunnel. Sorry. I know that part of the statement is like, all of it's stupid. You know, it's like, come on. He said what he said in a public area, and he put it on. This happens all the time. But the fact that he tried, in this, carefully thinking of this statement, and wrote it out, and actually tried to pass off as fact that he's in an area he should not have been. This isn't a football stadium. Football stadiums, you know, the teams go in the tunnels, and basically it's just them, and like, meat is not allowed. You can't move in a basketball arena if you don't walk through the tunnel. It's amazing that he tried to pass this off. So anyway, that's not getting it at all, and that's bad PR. And he deserves all the crap he's getting right now.
Well, my favorite is when they say, when people in these jobs say what the lasting image should be.
Right.
And what the news should
then
be.
Then don't do stuff like that.
Guess what? You don't get to determine what the news is. You don't get to determine what the lasting image should be. And if you have that much of a problem with it, maybe have a conversation with your coach that says, hey, can you please just hold in your crazy anger that you display every time you're on a basketball court until you get back in the locker room if you're that concerned about it? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, like, look, if this is how you handle this situation, I'd advise you to, like, switch up, man. Like, if you're gonna keep doing Dan Hurley PR, I mean, you're gonna have more situations like this. And again, you can't seriously think the fact that he ever crossed his mind to go to this guy and say, take that down. I mean, come on, that's embarrassing. And it would be embarrassing if the reporter even considered it for a second. And then to double down with this statement and lie, because you know damn well that he has to be in the tunnel and everybody's allowed to be in the tunnel. Ridiculous.
And also, it's 2025. He can take it down all he wants. It's not going anywhere. People have already got it out there. Well, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly. Right. Like, that's
take it down, and then other people will have it.
That probably makes it more viral anyway, yeah. Right, if you do that. It's the lack of getting it from so many angles is truly astounding here.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. John Glennon from the Nashville Post will join us coming up next. We'll get into the Titans and Cam Ward, and maybe a little bit of Preds with Glennon as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, the game.